Welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about the performing arts. I'm Steve Hunt, your host, and this is going to be our last show of 2015, taking a couple of weeks off for the holidays, so the next time you hear us will be at the turn of the year 2016. I want to wish everybody a happy holidays, and it's a little appropriate that this is our last show of the year because we have some new news to introduce you to for 2016. We'll be getting to that in a minute, but before we get to that, we're going to be talking about Cyrano's Theater Company's Christmas offering, a play called Every Christmas Story Ever Told, and Then Some, written by Michael Carlton, Jim Fitzgerald, and John K. Alvarez. And to talk about this show with an interesting title, we have one of the actors, Matt Fernandez, who's here in the studio with us. Welcome to the show, Matt.
Thank you for having me on.
And we also have the director of the show, Teresa Pond, who is on the road somewhere. Where are you, Teresa?
Hello. I'm going through the painted forest of North Dakota right now.
Well, sounds true. She's on the phone with us. She's traveling, but she wanted to call in today to talk about this show. So welcome to the show, both Teresa and Matt, and glad to have you here to talk about this Christmas show that you're doing.
Thank you.
So, Matt, let's talk with you about this for a moment. This is a three-person show. It's you, Jeremy Gaunt, and Austin Roach. And it's done, I don't want to talk for you, but it's done similarly to some people's experiences with the Reduced Shakespeare Company and their plays, such as William Shakespeare Abridged. But tell us about this play that you're doing.
Okay. So, well, this is a condensed version of all of the classical as well as pop cultural Christmas holiday specials, Christmas stories, movies, everything crammed into an hour and a half. But it is supposed to be a Christmas carol. But the two other actors come in and mess up that plan, and we have to do this entire conglomeration of Christmas coming at you at all different levels of emotion and laughter, comedy, drama, tragedy, all of it in an hour and a half.
Well, Teresa, you're laughing at Matt's interpretation of this play.
I am.
Well, give us your take on this play then.
Oh, no. Well, it's wonderful because Matt's character, who is supposed to be Matt himself, the actor, is
a caricature of myself.
And yes, a character of himself. And the other two actors are breaking with tradition. And I'm laughing because I think that's so much about the holidays. We all have different traditions and different expectations of how we celebrate and honor our holiday traditions. And throughout the entire course of this show, poor Matt has to have his holiday traditions sort of bamboozled and bangled around until finally they get honored, but not quite in the way that he had hoped. Mm-hmm. It's really a loving but humorous tribute.
Well, so the show sort of starts out by you're planning to do a Christmas carol. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yes, absolutely. Lights come up and Matt begins his line.
Something. Yep. Something that gets done every year. So, you know, the tradition is let's do Christmas carol every year because that's what people expect, just like Nutcracker or something else.
Mm-hmm. But then the characters of quote-unquote Jeremy and quote-unquote Austin, as in these caricatures of themselves, come in and break tradition.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's a free fun-for-all. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they really sideswipe me. They usurp my plans of continuing on with the tradition, and they want to be a little bit more new with things. They want to do their own thing. And
well, Teresa, let me get back to you as director of this show. I know oftentimes when doing these kind of plays, there's a lot of collaboration between director and actors in terms of coming up just with some new stuff that may not even be in the script. Was that the process of this show, or did you stick strictly by the script and what they said?
Oh, no, we absolutely went in that direction. We updated all sorts of cultural references. You know, the play originally, I think, is about the late 90s, early 2000s, so a lot of names and celebrities and political figures that might come up in reference to humorous moments, we wanted to update to modern day. We've even got Donald Trump in there somewhere.
Oh no.
So, yeah. We had a lot of fun We've got Olaf, you know, in there. And so I asked the guys to take this on as co-creators to a point and give me their ideas. And that was a lot of fun because, as I said, we all have different thoughts about Christmas. And we take in audience interaction and participation as well.
Well, it sounds like a fun show. It sounds like you guys might have had a hard time getting through rehearsals. But for those of you just tuning in, this is a Stage Talk on KSKA. I'm talking with Matt Fernandez and Teresa Pond. Matt's an actor in the show Every Christmas Story Ever Told, and then some, and Teresa is the director. And we're going to take a little bit of a transition here. And I mentioned at the top of the show that there is some new news happening. This is our last show of the season, but in January 1st, 2016, something new is happening over at Cyrano's. And Teresa, do you want to tell us what's going on?
Oh, my goodness. It's a very exciting time. I'm quite humbled and excited to say that I'm going to be stepping in as the new producing artistic director of Cyrano's Theater Company.
And Sandy and Jerry Harper founded the company back in 1992, been running it ever since until Jerry, of course, passed away a few years ago. Sandy's stepping down, and Teresa is taking, not over, but you're transitioning into that position. And that must be some pretty big shoes to fill, I imagine. How do you feel about that?
It really is. In fact, Sandy and I, luckily, you know, we've had a nice long history of our own. I've been directing at Cyrano's for about 10 years, and I've known Sandy even longer. So we're longtime friends and colleagues. And in the recent years, she'd started thinking about when she might step down, and she wasn't sure. And then this last year, I was back in town, and she said, Teresa, I think you and I should talk. And we're really excited to be doing this together because she's going to, you know, basically position into a emeritus role where she will be an amazing advisor and counselor to me as I'm trying to learn all the ropes of the game here at Cyrano's. And although I'm born and raised in the Anchorage theater community, I'm still coming into a new community here in some ways. So Sandy and I are going to be working very much in partnership in 2016. The season of shows Sandy has selected, we're calling it, I kind of coined the phrase, I told her, Sandy, this is your legacy season. So we're calling it the Sandy Harper Legacy Season of 2016 shows, and I'll be working with her, taking on the duties of producing artistic director, and I can't wait to get to know all the people in the community that I haven't had a chance to say hello to yet, and Sandy's going to be working with me on that. And then we'll get into 2017. I'll be announcing a season of shows for 2017, probably about the end of the summer. So it's exciting times. I can't tell you how thrilled I am.
Well, Teresa, you've been here. Apparently, you starred at, 10 months old on Grant Hall Theater, your first role. And then you...
Oh, 10 weeks old.
10 weeks old. Okay, well, even younger. And I know Matt's been doing theater here for many, many years. You left and went off and been working in New York and other places around the country. How is that going to feed back into you coming into Anchorage? I'm sure, you know, theater is theater all over the world, all over the country. You're bringing all that rich experience and connections to Anchorage. Do you plan on bringing anything from that world here to our humble city?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the wonderful thing about the world of theater is it's the same everywhere, but it's also different. And different communities have different ideas. And the wonderful thing about the work I was doing, particularly in New York, is I did a lot of new play development and, you know, world premiere work with groups out there. And Sandy has, you know, and Jerry have before together had established Cyrano's Theater as a real center for developing new work, as well as bringing in the latest and greatest from, you know, shows that are coming up out of New York and around the world. So I'm excited to kind of capitalize on that with some of the experiences I've had back east in some of my work there. It's really going to be an amazing time because I got to work in New York a lot. I got to work on the West Coast a lot. And everybody has a little different sensibility of the kinds of shows they want to do. I learned a lot about, you know, how do you look at a season of shows so that there's some balance and variety and a little bit of something for everyone, yet also a way to kind of, you know, press the audience to open their eyes to some new ideas, some new influences, some new styles in theater or, you know, cultural ideas. And again, I have to bring this back to Sandy. She's been amazing at bringing in shows that address, you know, difficult subjects or particularly pertinent political issues that are coming up. So I think it's going to be a wonderful mixture of both. I feel like I've been on a journey. You know, in Australia, you go on a walkabout, and I did my theatrical walkabout around the country for the last 15 years. And it just feels completely right and natural to be coming home with a whole lot of new knowledge, a lot of professional seasoning, and, you know, coming back into my home, but at Cyrano's, you know, which has been and will continue to be, I think, you know, the premier professional theater of Anchorage. That's where we want Cyrano's to sit.
Well, it's always sad to see someone leave our theater community, but it sounds like Sandy will be around for a while. And also it sounds like the transition to you is going to keep Cyrano's very live and vibrant and a very important part of our theatrical community. Well, so Teresa, congratulations on the new position. Matt, congratulations on a wonderful run of this show, which runs through next Tuesday night, I believe, at Cyrano's Theater Company, Every Christmas Story Ever Told. And then some, and I want to take this time to wish you both happy holidays, and thank you for being on the show.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, Steve.
Thank you. And now it's time for the Stage Talk calendar. For more information about each of these events or other events coming up, please go to our website, alaskapublic.org, click on Stage Talk, and you'll see links to all the performing arts groups in the area. Anchorage Community Theater is currently presenting The Secret Garden by Sylvia Ashby, adapted from the novel by Frances Burnett, through this weekend. Curtain times are 7 p.m. Friday and Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday. For more information, go to actalaska.com. Opening tonight, Perseverance Theater is presenting A Christmas Carol adapted from the story by Charles Dickens by Arlisha Jones and Michael Haney. It opens tonight, like I mentioned, at the Discovery Theater in the Performing Arts Center and will run through December the 27th. Now, there are various curtain times during this run, so for more information, please see ptalaska.org. TPA Theater is currently presenting their holiday offering, an original musical called In the Key of Christmas. It's performing in the E.R. Brown Auditorium in Grant Hall on the campus of Alaska Pacific University. In the Key of Christmas runs through this weekend with showtimes at 7 p.m. Friday and Saturday and 3 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. For more information, visit tbatheater.org. Also closing this weekend is Fruitcakes by Julian Wiles, presented by Valley Performing Arts and Wasilla. Performances are 7 p.m. on Friday and Saturday and 2 p.m. on Sunday. For more information, visit valleyperformingarts.org. And finally, it's also the closing weekend, plus two, for Cyrano's Theater Company's production of Every Christmas Story Ever Told, and then some by Michael Carlton, Jim Fitzgerald, and John Alvarez. Performance times are Friday and Saturday at 7, Sunday and 3, and also they've extended the show through Monday and Tuesday the 22nd with a 7 o'clock p.m. curtain for those two shows. Well, that's it for this week and this year for Stage Talk. We'll be taking a couple of weeks off for the holidays, so we want to wish you and your family a very, very happy holidays. Until next year, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.